makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good. It's refreshing. And the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia! Today is the first day of 1952, and for Americans, this means one thing. They only got a 360 shopping a day at the Christmas. Oh, but for me, Mamma Mia, 1951 was a pretty good year. I had a good health, Mamma Mia. My antique business was making me a living, and most important, I'm finished the year still and not married to Russia. Mamma Mia, that's the Pasquale. He's never going to stop trying. This morning, he's pushing one of his little Pasquale palms under my door to say, Dear Luigi, Happy New Year, 11 kisses, and in 1952, Roses are going to be your missus. But if you think you're going to be free, then you're never going to see 1953. Oh, Mamma Mia, I'm got so much to love in America. Even this cold Chicago weather is beautiful. You go out at night, bundle up in your overcoat, to walk in the snow, and you feel like you could live 100 years. Then you come to the corner, Chicago winters will pick you up, and you will settle for 10 minutes. And tonight, when I'm a walk to my night school, I'm so happy with the promise of the new year in America, I'm gonna sing, America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From Oshawa to Oh, here's the cold. I've got two more blocks to the school. I think I'm broke up all of my bones.
What happened? What happened? Here, let me help you off.
No, please. It's all right, Mr. Butcher, man.
Did you break anything?
No, don't worry. If I'm broke, you start to walk, I'm going to pay.
Well, here, let me help you off. There. Now, how do you feel?
Like a humpity dumpity. Oh, my finger.
Your finger? Well, yeah. That'll be covered by my public liability insurance.
You don't think it's better to cover up with a bandage?
Look, mister, here's my card. Name, address, everything. Any medical expenses you get, my insurance company will give you the damages.
No, thanks. I'm already got to the damages. Well, goodbye. I'm going to go to my night school.
You had the most wonderful Christmas. And New Year's.
Quiet, class, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here. And I'm going to wish you a happy New Year, Miss Spalding.
Thank you, Mr. Basco. Mr. Howard?
The same from me to you.
Thank you. Mr. Olson?
Miss Spalding, I wish you a happy New Year. May you attain your fondest dreams in 1952. May all your slightest wishes become realities. May you enjoy good health, prosperity, peace of mind, and...
Enough, Olsen! You are running into 1953 and four!
Spalding, seriously, I also want to wish you a happy new year.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Oh, now, fellas, I propose a toast to the smartest, the kindest, the most beautiful teacher in the whole cockeyed country, our own Miss
Class, I don't know what to say.
Well, now we got all buttoned up. Today we can be as stupid as we like.
Don't be too sure. Class, let's see if we can't be just a little more attentive this year. Let 1952 be a really big year for all of us.
Himmel, she sounds like a determined Republican.
Schultz, I think we could all learn a great deal more in 1952 if you would cut out all your foolish tomfoolery. By your clowning around, you are slowing down the progress of the whole class.
Oh, me? I slow down the clock? Olsen, why don't you find out before you speak? Ask the class. Or better still, I ask them. Luigi, do I hold you back? Follow me. Miss Barley. Church? Well, even I refuse to stick up for myself.
Mr. Schultz, you should make a resolution that this year you'll, well, hold your exuberance a little more in check.
No, Miss Baldwin. No, no. If the class honestly feels that I'm holding back their education, then I feel it is my duty to resign from night school and finish life with my natural ignorance.
No. Schultz, don't say that.
You're talking foolish, Schultz. Nobody wants you to go.
No, I didn't mean that personally, Schultz. I want you to stay.
Thank you, fellow boobers.
Well, I'm back, everybody. Get ready to enjoy me in 1952.
Schultz, I'm afraid we'll just have to take you as you are. Now, let's begin the lesson. Oh, goodness, it's stuffy in here. Mr. Basco, would you open one of those windows?
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Spalding, but my thumb... I'm a hurt it when I'm a fall down on the way to school.
You don't say, Luigi. Where did you fall?
In the front of a store.
Did you get any businesses?
No.
Did you get the name of the insurance company?
No.
Ach, Luigi, you did it all wrong. You better go back there and fall again.
Basco, you say you fell in front of a store. Did you tell the proprietor?
No, but he's a see me fall and he's a come out and he said that he's a got the insurance.
Then you got nothing to worry about.
You go to your doctor and if you got a legitimate claim, they will take care of it.
Well, thanks, friend, but I'm not like to bother nobody. I'm just a hope it's not costing me money because I'm up as probably 2 months of rent already, and I'm going to take care of that the first.
Yeah, and besides, you can't trust those insurance companies. You know, I remember 6 winters ago, my cousin Hugo fell outside the cigar store and sued. For 3 years, the case dragged on in the court. And you know what the judge finally decided?
Who had to shoot?
That cousin Hugo had no right to go belly bopping with a sled at his age. Oh, smile, Luigi. I was only fooling. Everything is going to be all right.
Oh, thanks, Monsieur.
Yeah, now smile, Luigi. That's right. Be like me. Always happy, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing.
Luigi, my friend.
Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, why you got your thumb in that pot of hot water? Don't tell me meat's getting that expensive.
No, Pasquale. It's just a little sprain. That's all.
Well, if that's all, it's a nothing. I just come in to wish you a happy 1952, little banana nose.
Thank you, Pasquale. And a happy 1952 to you, too.
Thank you, Luigi. By the way, 1952 is going to be a very important year in America. Can you guess why?
They're going to vote for the president.
No, something more important.
Well, maybe it's a meeting of the big three.
Even more important than that.
I give up, Pasquale. Why is the 1952 going to be such a big year for America?
It's a leap year. That means a rooster can propose it to you.
She can?
Hoo-hoo, you lucky pupsy, you. Now you and the rooster are going to get together.
Mommy, that's going to be a meeting of the biggest six. But, Pasquale, what's this leap year?
Leap year, an absolute to bachelors who want a fly paper does it to flies.
Mommy, already my thumb is going to feel worse already.
What's with the thumb business? Let me take a little look.
Pasquale, why the thumb is so red and all is swollen up?
Why? Because you've been pot roasting it all day. Tell me, how did this happen, this catastrophe?
Well, Pasquale, I fell down on the slippery ice in the front of the butcher store. Then the butcher's a commander. He says insurance company covers everything, but I'm going to want to make it trouble.
Insurance company? Ooh, what a dope I was. Luigi, put the thumb back in the hot water. We got to blow it up a little more. The butcher says insurance companies are going to pay. We're going to make so much money with this thumb, you can afford to throw away the rest of your fingers.
Pasquale, you're crazy. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about insurance. I'm talking about a gold mine. Believe me, Luigi, that flop was the smartest thing you ever did since you come to America.
Yeah, but Pasquale, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to want to make it trouble. I'm still not the citizen.
What are you talking about? If you get hurt, then you've got insurance and you've got to sue. If you don't, that's un-American.
I'm going to want to be un-American.
Luigi, you don't know how lucky you are. Look, you owe me for 2 months of rent, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm willing to forget about that rent on a condition you let me handle your case.
Pasquale, what the case? It's only spend a thumb. That's not so important.
Only a thumb? Luigi, just to stop it to think how important a thumb is. What finger holds the nickel you drop for the telephone?
Thumb?
What finger pinches back the skin on the face and holds it while you shave?
Thumb.
Uh-huh. What finger do you wet when you turn a page in a book?
Thumb.
Luigi, do you realize you've been maimed for life? Now, because you fell, everybody's going to go around calling you Mamie.
No, Pasquale, please, I'm not wanting no trouble.
What trouble? I told you, suing for damages, that's the biggest American pastime.
Oh, Pasquale, I'm all mixed up. I don't even know what this insurance thing is all about.
All right, the relax. I'm going to explain.
All right.
In America, they got hundreds of kind of insurance. Mm-hmm. First, there's a plain life insurance. Uh-huh. That's not so good because you don't get rich unless you die first. Mm-hmm. And then they got a fire, auto liability, a property damage, and a term insurance. That's for presidents only. Guarantees them income while they serve without their time.
They got insurance for everything, huh?
You wouldn't have believed this, Luigi. They even got a burglary insurance.
Burglary insurance?
Sure, that insures the burglars. Case of crook is running away from the cops. He drops his money. Insurance company pays him back everything he lost.
What the kind of insurance is in front of my thumb?
Well, your thumb is your property, so you cover my property damage.
Oh, Pasquale, you're so smart.
I'm glad you agree. Now, you leave everything in Pasquale's hands. You know, when it comes to business, even that smart American Andrew Mellon never had a handle like mine.
Oh, you're so right, Pasquale. Nobody ever had a Mellon head like you.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it's come out of different. Well, Luigi, what do you say? Am I going to handle your claim?
Well, why not, Pasquale? You know everything about such things. And besides, are you willing to forget my 2 months of rent?
You got a pretty good head for business yourself. Sure. All right, so look, you sign a paper giving me all the money I win from your insurance claim. After all, it's just a thumb. And I'm willing to forget a 2 months of rent.
All right, Pasquale. Wait, there's nothing written on this paper.
Luigi, in America, is a law, a corpse, can't assign his own death certificate.
Oh. All right. Pasquale, how much money are you going to ask for my thumb?
Well, I'm going to write the McLean's a letter. Let me see. From your terrible fall, you got a fraction of the head, a brain of conclusion, broken knees, caps, punctual eardrums. Luigi, I'm not going to ask for a lot. They're just $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah, and I don't want to. You shouldn't get left out. So after the company pays me the $100,000, I got to ask you something for you.
For me? What?
A new body.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a New Year's suggestion from the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. These next 365 days are going to be busy days for most of us, and you'll probably be going at a hard, fast pace most of the time. And if you are, that familiar little package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will be a mighty helpful companion to you. Yes, when you're working hard, chewing a stick of refreshing Wrigley Spearmint gum now and then certainly helps you stand the gaff. The good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction, helps relieve pent-up tension. So your work seems easier and goes smoother and faster. Millions of people know from experience that chewing Wrigley Spearmint gum is a real help on the job. You ought to try it. Always keep a package of Wrigley Spearmint gum handy while you're working. Chew a stick from time to time and see what a difference the smooth, pleasant chewing makes. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, Pasquale is a gimme a note that to say my 2 months of rent is all paid up. Then he's a sat down and wrote a long letter to the insurance company telling him what's wrong with me. Mamma mia, if everything he's a say about me is true, I don't know how I'm able to write this letter. But right now I'm sitting here in my store wondering if I'm did right when suddenly I'm got a visitor.
Luigi, my fellow boob. Tell me, how's the sum? Ach, Luigi, why are you bent in half like that?
That's a Pasquale's orders. He's a Sam, I gotta walk this away for a couple of months.
What? And the bandage on the head?
Pasquale's orders. He says my brain was a push around, by the fall I'm gonna push him back together.
Uh-huh. And the cane?
I'm gonna use the cane until my tractor heals all up.
Him and Luigi, has that Pasquale got you for shimmers? Luigi, why are you doing all of this?
I get a 2 months rent free.
And Pasquale, what does he get?
$100,000.
That sounds reasonable. Luigi, if you keep this up, you know where you're going to enjoy that 2 months free rent?
Where?
In Zing Zing. $100,000. How do you know he gets that much?
Well, because I'm a signed the letter that's asking for it.
He signed. All of a sudden, he's the Italian John Hancock. For what you did, Luigi, they could hang you, then give you the electric chair, then give you 20 years in jail.
No, mamma mia. Sure, so what am I gonna do?
Now look, Luigi, we gotta act quick. Listen to me and do just what I say.
All right, sure.
When the insurance company gets the Pasquale's letter, right away they're gonna send for you to examine you.
You mean with a doctor?
After what Pasquale wrote about you, it'll probably be a coroner. Anyway, when you get up before the doctor, don't say anything. Just let him examine you.
I'm sure to say nothing. I shouldn't say nothing at all. That's a good, huh?
Yeah, at least you'll stay out of more trouble and they'll make their own decisions.
All right, Schultz, I'm gone.
And for goodness sake, Luigi, throw away that head bandage and that cane. All you need is a pipe in your mouth to look like the spirit of 76.
Doctor, what do you think of that letter?
It's fantastic, Densberger. I've examined thousands of cases for the insurance company, but this Basco claim has them all beat.
Our claims department has already verified that Basco did fall outside of the butcher shop.
But $100,000? What did he fall on? One of the steers?
Doc, read that P.S. on the bottom of his letter.
All right. P.S. Besides those things mentioned in the first 9 pages, I'm also got spots in front of my eyes, terrible headaches, and my ears ring so much they wake me up in the morning. I'm a don't-use alarm clock.
Keep reading, Doc.
Yeah. Also, my feet hurt, I can't move my left hand, and last night I got a bad attack of gallstones.
I suppose he means gallstones.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I sent for the man.
Doctor, Mr. Basco's here for his examination.
Good. Well, Densberger, you'd better go now. I'll see if we can get to the bottom of Mr. Basco's trouble.
Well, give it to him good, Doc.
Leave it to me.
Hello, you. You the doctor?
Yeah, come in, Mr. Basco. Have a seat. You must be tired.
Thank you.
Now then, Mr. Basco, will you tell me exactly what's wrong with you?
No, you're telling me.
I see. Well, before I examine you, Mr. Basco, tell me, are there any hypochondriacs in your family?
No. We all Italians. except maybe Uncle Pietro's a daughter. We don't know what he is.
That's a shame. Let me jot down a few facts about your medical history. Do you have tonsils?
No, I had them out.
Adenoids?
Out, too.
How are your teeth?
They're in.
I mean, do they give you any trouble?
Oh, no, I'm gonna get a lot of pleasure from them.
Well, let's have a look. Open wide, please. Yeah, that's wide enough. Not one filling.
You mean that they all empty inside?
I mean, they look perfect. Now, Mr. Basco, among other things, your claims letter states that your left ankle was fractured. How does it feel now?
You look a doctor, huh? Whatever you says are gonna be finer with me.
Take off your left shoe, please. And the sock.
Sure.
And the sock, please.
I'ma took off for the sock.
Mr. Basco, you have a sock on that foot.
Oh, that's the second pair. Was it cold today?
Will you remove it, please?
Sure, sure.
All right. Now, let me feel that ankle bone. Ooh. It doesn't feel broken.
Oh, that's a good.
Hmm? Ooh. Yeah, all right, Mr. Basco. You may stick out your tongue, please. Thank you. You may put it back now.
Thank you, Doctor. It was a start to feel a cold.
Yeah. Mr. Basco, you claim several fractures. Now, supposing you swing your left hand over your head. Now, swing your right hand up and down. Now, bend down and touch your toes. Again. Again. Yeah, now, how does that feel?
It feels so good. I'm going to do this every morning.
All right. Now, take off your shirt, please.
Shirt? Why?
I want to examine your heart.
You're going to see it better with my shirt off?
I listen with my stethoscope. All right. Cough, please. Cough again. In the other direction. Again.
Mama, that's the summer doctor. You come into his office, he should have given you a cough.
Mr. Basco, just what does ail you as a result of your fall?
And I'm going to let you tell me.
I see. Hold out your arm, please.
I'll let the arm? Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to stick this needle in to get a sample of your blood. Then I'll put drops in your eyes. I'll have you x-rayed, fluoroscoped, and cardiographed. Then the metabolism test. Then you'll be scratched 30 or 40 times to test your allergy claims, and that will be only the beginning.
Oh, no, for me, this is the end. Goodbye.
Luigi!
Pascal, I'm feeling terrible.
Look, Connie, you no cold or no hat, the shirt to hanging out, the one shoe off, the one shoe in your hand. You look like a husband sneaking home from a New Year's party.
Oh, Pascal, I'm had the worst time of my life. I'm went to that insurance company.
What? Yeah. There goes my $100,000. Luigi, the way I describe your condition, you couldn't have moved a one inch even if you was going downhill in an oxygen tank. Who told you to go to the insurance company?
Well, you're not going to like it, but...
Who? Come on.
Schultz, he's invited
me. Ooh, that pastrami peddler. All right. Go ahead, finish. What happened in the insurance
doctor
company?
Doctor is examining me.
Goodbye. I'm lucky if I get a half $100,000 now. Luigi, I hope he accidentally found something terrible wrong with you.
I don't think so, Pasquale.
You don't think so, eh?
No.
That's your gratitude, huh? After all the trouble I went through, you couldn't even drop dead in the doctor's office.
I'm sorry, Pasquale.
You're sorry, Pasquale. It's too late for your sorriness. Luigi, by lying about your health and that claims letter, they got you on a fraud charge.
They got me? Pasquale, you wrote the letter.
And who signed it, little banana nose?
Me.
No, if I had the wings of an angel over these...
No, Pasquale. Pasquale, you gotta tell him the truth.
Don't talk to me, you lying criminal.
I'm no criminal at all. I was never a... Pasquale, please help me.
All right. I'm willing to make the sacrifice of telling them the truth. if you're willing to make a certain sacrifice for me.
But, Spotty, don't ask me to marry Rose. Of
course not, Luigi.
Oh, thank you.
Sleepy, Rosa's gonna ask you. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You call me Topper?
Yes, my little dumpling. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, it's a leap year today, and everything is a turnaround this year.
Everything turnaround?
Yes, my darling daughter. Go ahead, ask Luigi.
All right. Luigi, you want to be my bride?
That's a sweet, eh? Leapy year, everything's the opposite, Luigi. The woman takes it a man's right, the man takes it a woman's right. This year, Luigi Bosco is the woman.
who's that? Come on, let me ask the doctor from the insurance company.
Well, Luigi, come on, make up your mind.
All right, Pasquale, I'm scared. I'm gonna marry her.
Good.
But I tell the truth, remember?
I promise.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm here to talk to you, Mr. Basco, about your claim.
Pasquale, tell him.
Look, Mr. Doctor, the whole thing was just a little joke, you see. I wrote that letter for Basco here, and I thought to him in the signing it, but just for a joke, you understand?
Mr. Basco, I'm willing to forget about the claim letter. It was, of course, ridiculous. However, you did slip and fall due to the negligence of one of our clients, and we are ready to compensate you for any medical expenses you incurred, up to a reasonable amount, of course.
All right. Is it cost me 15 cents for the Epsom salts, 10 cents for the bandage? Give me 25 cents, I'm going to forget the whole thing.
25 cents? Look, Mr. Doctor, how's about all his mental sufferings?
All right, mental sufferings.
He could have gone nuts, you know.
Sure. Would have been an improvement. How much do you want for your mental suffering, Mr. Basco?
30 cents.
30 and 25 cents is 55 cents.
No, it's only 5 cents for the suffering. It's a total of 30 cents.
Well, if that's all you're going to ask, how's about my mental suffering, huh? Can't improve, you know.
Yeah. Nowhere to go from here.
All right.
We'll send you a minimum check, Mr. Basco. Good evening, gentlemen.
Well, Luigi, the whole thing's finished, and you okay?
Yeah, he's a gun, and I'm gonna get a 2 months to rent the free.
You didn't forget, eh?
No.
All right, 2 months to rent the free, and my daughter Rosa.
No, Pasquale, no daughter Rosa.
What? Luigi, you promised.
Pasquale, you said it before, this was a leap year, and I'm gonna play the woman's part.
So what?
So a woman has got a right to change her mind then.
Luigi, come on!
You mean a daughter. Goodbye, talk.
Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production, Pat Burton associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman, directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Goldstein. The music under the direction of Lud Gluskin, this is Charles Lyon, this is the CBS Radio Network.